Everyone's talking about regime change. I also want regime change. I desperately want regime change. Nothing would make me happier than to see the Iranian people rise up and take back their country. But this is a messy war, messier than many experts expected. The mullahs are fighting for their survival, but they're taking a beating. The U.S.-Israeli combined force has already struck more than 5,000 targets. This is systematically dismantling Iran's air, ground and naval forces, its command and control, nuclear and ballistic missile stockpiles and production capacity, and terrorist infrastructure. According to Admiral Brad Cooper, commander of U.S. Central Command, Iran's ballistic missile attacks have decreased by 90% and its drone attacks have decreased by 83% since the start of the war. Soon, Iran's ability to strike the U.S. and its allies will be eliminated. We're not just hitting what they have, Cooper says. We're destroying their ability to rebuild. That said, the regime is far from dead. With its back against the wall and nothing to lose, it is targeting oil fields and disrupting oil shipping to cause maximum damage to the world's economy. It still has plenty of missiles. Regime change, if it comes, won't happen tomorrow. Until then, however, there is something we can celebrate. Regime humiliation. What can be more humiliating than to have your decades-long calls of death to Israel thrown right back at your face? They ought to rename this war. No, you won't. It's astonishing to realize how quickly the Iranian threat has been neutered. A few years ago, Iran was surrounding Israel with a wall of fire through its terror proxies in Gaza, Syria, and Lebanon. It was ready to land what it hoped would be a finishing blow to the little Satan. Today, it is in desperation mode, fighting to survive. After years of terrorizing Israelis with existential threats, the Islamic regime is now worried about its own existence. In a region where the projection of power is everything, that is humiliation. In a culture where honor reigns supreme, that is humiliation. When you can no longer credibly threaten the little Satan, that is humiliation. At this point, all it has left to aim for is survival. If it does survive, it will try to claim victory over the two Satans. But Israelis will know better.